Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 29, and this is Charlene Kirk, Console 12 Volunteer Reporting. United Passenger Service, Reservations, Ramp Service, and Storekeepers, represented by the IAM District 141, voted to ratify their tentative agreement today. Their new agreement is the result of over 4 years of joint contract negotiations that began in 2009 and included one failed tentative agreement in February of 2013. The IAM conducted one day of voting yesterday, October 28th. With a turnout of 65% member participation, 70% of those voting cast their ballots to ratify the new agreement. The passenger service, ramp service, and storekeepers are the second group at United to conclude their joint contract negotiations. The pilots, represented by ALPA, ratified their new joint agreement earlier this year, also after 4 years of contract negotiations. They are now struggling through implementation issues with United management, including many disputes that are now requiring arbitration and a lengthy process of revisiting contract language that is being challenged or interpreted differently than what the pilots believe they agreed to. The technicians and dispatchers remain in joint contract talks, and the negotiations have been ongoing anywhere from 2 to 4 years in duration, and they are still without an agreement in place. Flight attendants at all three subsidiaries elected to complete Section 6 negotiations before beginning the joint contract discussion. Our first joint negotiating session was conducted in December 2012, 11 months ago. Our joint negotiating committee continues their work in our common pursuit of the best flight attendant contract in the industry. In compliance with Section 18E of our contract, primary Phase 1 vacation bidding opened today and will close at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on November 7, 2013. 2014 vacation reserve letters and accruals were loaded into the back bid screens late last week. Should you have any questions regarding the 2014 vacation accrual posted in the back bid screen, your first telephone call should be to the flight attendant vacation team through flight line, option 5, then option 1. Our annual vacation bidding article is now available on our website at www.unitedafa.org. The company's annual open enrollment period for benefits will close this Friday, November 1st, 2013. If you have not already done so, you are encouraged to take time now to make your benefit elections for next year. Typically, if you do not participate in open enrollment, your choices from the previous year will be applied to the next year. However, if your current medical plan is no longer offered, you may be enrolled into a plan you have not selected. Also, if you typically take advantage of the flexible spending accounts, FSA options for health and dependent care, we remind you that the FSAs do not roll over from year to year and must be elected each year. An FSA allows an employee to set aside a portion of earnings to pay for qualified medical and dependent care expenses. Money deducted from an employee's pay and directed into an FSA is not subject to payroll taxes, which can result in substantial payroll tax savings. One significant disadvantage to using an FSA is that the funds not used by the end of the plan year are lost to the employee, known as the use it or lose it rule. For this reason, you must elect a specific contribution amount for the FSA each year. As in the past, there will be a time frame in November during which you can make any necessary corrections to your benefit elections should you find that you've not had sufficient time to review all of your benefit options. The Halloween week is upon us. While the concept of using flight attendant and pilot uniforms for a Halloween costume is hardly a novel idea, we should guard against any unflattering depiction of our uniforms, which can only serve to diminish our reputation as safety professionals. Each of us is aware of difficulties our job includes, and no one knows and understands better than the dedication we each bring to our profession and the importance of our work in caring for each other and our passengers. We encourage you to consider how any portrayal of our profession to the contrary may result in the unintended consequence of mischaracterizing our dedication and commitment to the profession we call our own. Who we are and what we do cannot be diminished. We have learned that United plans to operate the 787 aircraft in the market from London to Houston with flight attendants from the Sub-CO subsidiary effective on December 21st, 2013. It's disturbing to learn of the company's decision to assign flight number 103 to this flight because of the historical significance of this flight number. As a matter of record, flight number 103 was assigned to the Pan American aircraft that departed London Heathrow, bound for New York Kennedy Airport on December 21, 1988, and was destroyed by a bomb over Lockerbie, Scotland, killing all 243 passengers and 16 crew aboard the flight. For many of us, including our flying partners who were formerly with Pan American, these were friends and flying partners. An additional 11 people on the ground also perished that day. In what can only be seen as an apparent lack of awareness of sensitive significance of this flight number and date, December 21st, 2013, the start of this service will be the 25th anniversary of this horrific event. Schedule Planning has announced 30-day ANP will be available for December at many domiciles. The numbers and locations haven't been specifically announced. If you're interested in being considered for time off during the holiday month, you may submit a request up to 0800 Central Standard Time on November 13 using DIS*27242. The company anticipates that that request will be awarded by the end of the business day. United is also offering an undetermined number of special leaves of absence that will be awarded for the December 2013 and January 2014 scheduled months. Requests may be submitted via LOAREQ indicating SP and using the dates 12/01/13 to 1/30/14. Please be sure to note the end date falls for the special leave falls after the start of the new year, so take care and use 2014 for the January end date. Keep in mind, if you are awarded 30-day ANP directly touching, immediately adjoining, another period of 30-day ANP or single day of ANP without at least one day off in between the periods of ANP, your benefits may be affected. We encourage you to review and remove any requests for which you no longer have any interest. Following the initial award, the company reviews manpower requirements and may award additional 30-day ANP before the start of the schedule month. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local consul office. On Friday, United issued a safety alert advising flight attendants that some single-chamber live demo vests were found to contain live CO2 cartridges. As we are all aware, if the CO2 cartridge is installed and the red tab is pulled, the vest will inflate. As a precaution, when demonstrating how to inflate the life vest, management is recommending that you simulate the action of pulling the red tab rather than actually pulling the red tab. Be sure to read the October 25, 2013 safety alert on this issue and how to report any discrepancies using the procedures outlined in our flight attendant operations manual. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Let's stand in solidarity as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United. Good night.